Can you calculate the blessing or the reward for doing right in the sight of God? Well, the scripture says there is a reward for the righteous. If you know the story of Joseph, that from the age of 17, Joseph was permanently separated from his family, sold into slavery by his own brothers, ends up in a foreign country where for a few years actually does quite well. That is, until he is accused of something that he did not do, and then spends approximately 13 years of what some might call were the best years of his life, and he spends that in a dungeon. And in his case, it was not for doing wrong, but it was actually for doing right, that is, for being obedient to God. But in one day, God restores all of those years, including the years separated from his family. God restored all of that in one day. There is no formula. There is no formula that you could possibly use to calculate the magnitude of the reward for doing right, for being obedient, for being humble, for not taking revenge. There is no formula that you can possibly use to calculate the blessing that God gave Joseph for all of those years, years of turmoil, grief, and sorrow. God promoted Joseph from being servant and prisoner to the position of prime minister over all the land at that time. He was second only to the king, and that was just the position itself, which, by the way, he never would have gotten on his own. Without God, he never would have gotten the position, the life, or the lifestyle. Even if none of that stuff never happened, had he never been separated from his family, never sold, never accused, without God, he never would have risen to that level on his own. Even with the favor of his father, he never would have gotten there. Think about it. God rewarded and blessed him so, not just for the moment, but for the rest of his life. He was so blessed that he would live well beyond his years, take great care of his family, including the ones that put him out, and he would live to see the children of his grandchildren. In one day, God restores all of those years, and that reward would last him the rest of his life. And then he passes it on to his children as their inheritance. So how do you calculate the blessing? Well, according to God's word, it's written, "Eyes have not seen, or ears heard, nor entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for them that love him."